From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Officials up and down the eastern seaboard are ordering hundreds of thousands of people out of their homes as Hurricane Sandy approaches. It's expected to come ashore tomorrow or Tuesday and then meet up with two other winter systems. Millions of people could be affected by floods and power outages. From member station WVTF in Virginia, Sandy Houseman reports.
It's raining in the Hampton Roads area, a sprawl of 16 communities, including Virginia Beach and Norfolk. It's the 34th largest metro area in the nation and the second most vulnerable to sea level rise behind New Orleans. Couple that with a full moon producing high tides, a forecast of heavy rain and winds gusting to 40 miles an hour today, and it's easy to see why many communities will be flooded. But the coast isn't the only area in jeopardy. High winds inland could bring trees and power lines down. And with a cold front heading east, mountain communities are under a winter storm watch. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Williamsburg, Virginia.
President Obama says federal emergency officials are ready for the storm. Speaking at a news conference within the past hour, he said it's important to respond big and to respond fast.
In times like this, one of the things that Americans do is we pull together. And we help out one another. And so there may be elderly populations in your area. Check on your neighbor, check on your friend, make sure that they're prepared. If we do, then we're going to get through this storm just fine. But we're going to have to make sure that we are vigilant and vigilant for a couple of days.
The president also called on people to follow evacuation orders. The major presidential campaigns are making some last-minute schedule changes to stay out of the way of the storm. With just a little more than a week before the election, supporters of both sides also took to the airwaves, reacting to increasingly tight poll numbers. NPR's Arnie Seipel reports much of the focus remains on the crucial swing state of Ohio.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel told CBS that President Obama will carry Ohio, in part because of the auto industry bailout and the state's economic rebound.
When the president came into office, the unemployment level in Ohio was north of 10%. Today it's at 7%.
But Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich said on NBC that recovery is thanks to policies carried out at the state level.
We balanced our budget. We are running $500 million in the rainy day fund. We've reduced taxes.
Kasich argues that Republican nominee Mitt Romney will do the same for the rest of the country. President Obama holds a small but persistent lead in the Buckeye State. As a sign of how crucial Ohio is in Romney's path to victory, the candidate is spending the day there after having to cancel events in Virginia. Arnie Seipel, NPR News.
Syrian warplanes continue to bomb rebel neighborhoods in Damascus today. Activists say fighting also continues in other parts of the country. Both sides had agreed to a four-day ceasefire to observe a Muslim holiday, but the truce was broken shortly after it began Friday. This is NPR News. An unmanned spacecraft is expected to land in the Pacific Ocean within the hour, a few hundred miles off the Baja California coast. The Dragon cargo ship is made by SpaceX, a private company, and just spent more than 2 weeks at the International Space Station. It delivered clothes and food to the crew and picked up nearly 2,000 pounds of science experiments and old equipment. In Major League Baseball, the San Francisco Giants are up 3-0 in the World Series. They could eliminate the Detroit Tigers tonight. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the Giants' pitching has been outstanding.
The Tigers were supposed to have a fearsome offense in the middle of a Triple Crown winner Miguel Cabrera protecting him, Prince Fielder. Well, those two have only managed 3 combined singles as San Francisco pitching has been dominant. Last night, Ryan Vogelsong got the win as the Tigers were once again shut out, the first time a team had been shut out in back-to-back World Series games since 1966. No American League team has been shut out twice in a row since 1919, and those infamous Black Sox teams were on the take. The Tigers' Max Scherzer takes the mound tonight. Matt Cain is the San Francisco starter. Should Cain win, he'll have been the winning pitcher in all 3 clinching games for each round of these 2012 playoffs. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Detroit.
The major storm threatening much of the eastern seaboard is playing havoc with sports schedules. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue was supposed to hold an appeals hearing Tuesday in the New Orleans Saints bounty case. He's canceled with no new date set. And the Boston Celtics are flying to Miami today instead of tomorrow for their first road trip of the NBA season in an effort to beat the storm. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.